And here comes David Lewandowski, who is the first star of tonight's game with a goal and an assist. All right. How do you feel physically after 3-3?
I'm good.
You're good?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, ready to go tomorrow, right?
Ready to go tonight.
Have you ever played 3-3 before anywhere?
I don't think in the league, but like maybe national teams or something.
Okay.
Maybe.
Tell me about this game, because and Dan brought up an interesting point. He thought that the fact that you were playing Edmonton might have helped you guys tonight to overcome any fatigue you might be feeling playing 3-3. Would that be the case in your mind?
Yeah, probably.
Why is that? Is it just because they're such a good team?
Like, they're a good team. Like, you see it on the ice. They're probably one of the better better teams in the dub. And, like, if you play, like, a good team like this, you're, like, of course you're into it every game. But, like, this is, like, it means even more because they're, like, on the top there. And, like, you just want to win against these guys then.
Well, now you're tied with them in the top of the league. So, good job. Yeah. Jackson Emery?
I mentioned on the broadcast when you score, take me through your goal first. And then second, I mentioned thought that you were maybe surprised when you cut around the top of the circle to see if no one was on you. Were you surprised that you had so much time and space so close to the net?
I don't really know. I didn't thought about it there. I just like looked like is there someone, like maybe a guy from us, maybe a guy from there, like to pass it or something, but like nobody was there, so I took it to the net.
What did you think of playing this Edmonton team that they have a lot of height, not the most physical, but they use their body, as Les, you know, mentioned. How do you feel physically, but maybe more of a physical match that you've had this season?
I think we had more physical games than that. Like, they're big guys, but, like, they don't really hit. Like, some guys do, but not that much. So it's like they're a skilled team. They're more skilled, I think, than physical. So it looks, like, worse than it is.
How much are you looking forward to the U.S. road trip? Are you packed? Are you ready to go on Wednesday right now or no?
Yeah, I'm not packed yet, but like the road will be a bit tough.
Yeah, you've talked to, I'm sure, some of the teammates who've been down there before, guys like Parr and Calvert, guys like that. What is there a place that you're anxious to go and see and feel what it's all about going to the United States?
I want to go there. Like, I don't want to travel, but, like, I have to. So.
Yeah, we got no choice in the matter. Yeah. It's on the schedule. Yeah. It'll be fun. Now, trust me, all six of those buildings, well, almost all six of them, four of them are really cool. The other two, maybe not so much. But anyway, you'll have a lot of fun. David, congratulations.
Thank
first
you.
Star, goal, and an assist. Wish you all the best on the road trip.
Thank you.
All right, David Lewandowski of the Saskatoon Blades joining us here on the post-game show. That's the live interview segment. We'll come back in 60 seconds with the out-of-town scoreboard and wrap things up. 4-3 Blades beat the Edmonton Oil Kings tonight. You're listening to Saskatoon Blades Hockey on CJWW.